Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Jeff has asked a question this morning because we had a Burt Show listener on a couple of minutes ago that said that there's some weirdness going on in her office right now with a guy that's spreading a whole bunch of rumors about her. And she claims that she has some inside information about this guy, but they've never had a confrontation about it. So she's not exactly sure why he has it out for her. But for our purposes, we're just assuming, let's say you're in the office and somebody just has it out for you for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff's question was, he wanted to hear from those people that have sabotaged you either at work or in your personal life, somehow, some way, made your life a living hell and did really calculating things, really nasty things that you'd like to see in a soap opera.
Yeah, we'd like to talk to the saboteurs.
Yeah, we got
to
go soap opera style because we got a couple calls with people saying, well, I had a coworker and he forgot to call in a client, so I told the boss. That doesn't count. That's easy.
We didn't have to look far for this because producer Joanna came running in.
But this wasn't about me. I'm not the saboteur.
Right.
I know. I have a friend of mine who's getting married in May, and she's going to have this beautiful wedding at West Point because that's where her fiance graduated college from. And she had her dream wedding all set up. She had the reception and the ceremony all you know reserved. The deposits down. Everything was good to go. And one day, she gets a refund on her credit card for $500, which was part of the deposit on the reception hall. And she calls the place and she's like, why is there a refund on my reception? And they said, oh, you called and canceled. She goes, I never called and canceled. And she goes, yeah, you called and canceled a couple weeks ago. You canceled your reception and we've already booked it. We booked another wedding in that place. Well, come to find out, her fiance's ex-girlfriend called this place pretending to be her and canceled her reception.
Unbelievable.
How'd you find out? How'd she find out it was the ex-girlfriend?
Well, it was from a friend of a friend. She told someone who told someone.
Because you have to sort of brag about it to somebody. Oh, you're never going to believe what I did.
Yeah, you can't. Exactly.
You would think there'd be some cross-check there. Like they would ask, okay, what's the credit card number that's on file? Never asked any of that.
No. I mean, she has a very unique name. So I'm sure, I don't know. I think it has something to do, she has a really strange name.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing like anyone, how many people with that name? I don't know. So
that's mean.
Weird.
That is evil.
Yeah. Okay, wow. So that's the level of mean we're looking for right there. Hey, Joe, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I have a story from you. I used to play professional hockey in Canada, and we had this guy that it was a complete jerk. He used to steal from us, and he used to, I don't know, no one liked this guy. He did a lot of horrible things, even tried to get our wives, you know, in bed and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to kick him off the team. And only me and another teammate knew about it. We just decided we were playing from St. John's, Canada, to the United States, another team. Well, across the border, we just took some cocaine on his bag.
So he got caught at the border with all that?
Yes. Actually, he didn't get caught coming from Canada to the U.S. He actually got caught on the way back. This is back in the 90s before the 9/11, so the borders weren't that strict, but it took two times for him to get caught.
How about the fact that when the first time he went over, you and your buddy who threw the cocaine in his bag were sitting in the bus going, all right, here we go. And then they're like, all right, go on three.
We were just hoping for that moment to happen. That's the only way to get rid of him because we talked to the coach, the manager. I mean, he stole a lot of money from us. He used to go in the locker room and take money of our wallets, even in our cars sometimes if we didn't unlock. And the manager said, well, he's under contract. We can't trade him. We can't get rid of him. We just have to wait, you know?
And most of those contracts have like a clause in it that says if you do anything really bad or illegal, then they can get out of their contract.
Exactly. So he got arrested, first of all, and he got released then.
So it worked.
Nicely done.
Wow. Total sabotage. Major.
Yeah. But it was really a bad apple anyway. So
you don't really feel bad about it even to this day, do you?
Oh, nobody knows. Maybe me and my buddy, and that's about it. I mean, it was in the papers, but the guy had a reputation of being a rowdy guy, so, I mean, it wasn't a surprise.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, man.
Wow.
Good morning, Lisa. You were on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so I was working with this girl that she came in for an interview, and I just hated her from the beginning. And they finally hired her, and I never understood why. And since I didn't like her, I decided I was going to make her life a not so pleasant at work. And she'd always bring snacks in to eat. She's constantly eating, so I took it upon myself to constantly throw them out. I made her look horrible in front of the boss. She would invite her about when she was supposed to be in for her shift and make her late so that the boss would know and have to call her and tell her to get in.
So you would lie to, so she would call you and go, what time do I have to be in? And you would say 10 o'clock when it really said 9 on the schedule?
Yep.
That's messed up.
Wow.
That's awesome.
she ended up getting the axe over it?
Not over that, but the boss chose me over her, so she didn't appreciate that, so she quit.
For a promotion or something?
No, I had given my boss an ultimatum, and they chose me, and she found out about it. So she wasn't too happy that they liked me, even though I kind of didn't make her life so happy here.
So it does happen.
Yes,
It does happen.
Successful.
I mean,
and she feels good about it.
And you hear about stuff like that all the time at, like, pageants.
Right.
How they're jacking with each other at pageants and stuff like that, but never in the day-to-day. I'm so stoked we took the hockey call.
That's awesome.
Crazy, and he justifies that all the way home.
That is one that I will take as my own story and pass that on to a friend as though it happened to me.
The Bert Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.